Welcome to Free Basketball again. This is the If You're Poor pod, which I am. Don't listen to this. So this is why I'm doing the content version. No, I'm going to play a lot of these. But this is the best bets for March Madness episode. Been teasing it for the past couple episodes. It's here. And of course, I am joined by someone that I promised would be here. One Mr. Daniel Greer. You've heard him before. It's been a while. But you've heard him more on a different one, on the Grizz 901 on Bluff City Media. You used to hear him here at Free Basketball. Daniel, a triumphant return once again. This is, I think, your second or third return. And every return does not include Cody. So do you miss Cody a little bit? Like, do you just miss saying hi or the banter back and forth? Or is it preferred the one-on-one?
Well, first thing I think of is it's been a while. Isn't that like what song is that? It's somebody that everybody hates. Whatever. Listen, anytime being on here with you is great. Anytime being on here with you without Cody is even better. No, I love Cody. I enjoy the banter because it does it off the rails, which can be bad mainly for you.
Yeah, I promise one of these times, maybe when the NBA playoffs come around, because we're not going to have any Grizzlies content during that time.
No.
Maybe we'll actually make it work out where Cody's actually here so he can say something to you, because you know he's probably got 12 to 18 months worth of trash talk he's got to get off his chest.
True.
So you know it's coming. But no, here's what we're doing for this episode. We're going to do a couple bets. Four in total from each region, Southwest, Midwest, and East. We're doing two game bets, that's lines, totals, money lines. And then we're also going to give a Sweet 16, someone to make the Sweet 16, which I don't know if you are more chalk with that, taking a heavy minus favorite on that. Mine are more towards, you know, swinging for the fence, the jackpot kind of play. And then we'll give a final four pick from each region. So these are the bets. These are the bets that we're looking at, either have played or will play overnight. So this will come out, what, Wednesday? So overnight heading into Thursday. So these are our suggested best bets. It's going to be 24 bets in total. So let's all get rich together. Before we even start, I do want to ask Daniel, because – in the first episode, I talked about in the general overview of the bracket with all the seedings. You've heard all the stuff, if you pay attention at all, about how teams are misseeded, teams off the bubble that were really good didn't qualify for some reason. You know, notoriously, the Big East only got three teams, even though like four of them were considered for the bubble, and some trash, you know, Virginia from ACC gets in, which has kind of led me to believe, and with the turmoil of conference tournaments in the mid-majors, all the ones and two seeds going down pretty much, fives and six seeds in those tournaments winning, it has, in my eyes, led to a watering down of the potential upsets, right? We usually see a lot of fun mid-major teams that were, you know, better, the top teams in those conferences in the mid-majors. They're the ones that go on and beat, you know, one of these worse or more worse, you know, power conference teams. There's just not that quality there. So it feels like it's going to lead to a more chalky tournament to me. But the upsets will come from, you know, the lower seeds in the power conferences knocking off higher seeds, you know, as we get deeper in the tournament. So do you feel kind of the same way? Like, we won't see a lot of quote-unquote big upsets early that starts a Cinderella run, but we might see a lot of power conference matchups where that's where the upsets are going to come from as we get deeper in this tournament. How do you feel as you look at it?
Yeah, so I think you're right and kind of wrong in a sense. Not to the fact of like, yeah, hey, you know, it's going to be completely chalk. What I see is you are going to have, let's just say, four of like just completely like sleeper team, nobody that really knew about prior than 2 weeks ago that win. So let's just say four complete total upsets. I wouldn't say that's a lot, but that's a decent amount. Just because there's a lot of these teams, one, that are known to be real big players. So it will seem like a bigger upset really than it is on paper. Because if you look at it on paper, some of these teams should be playing with them. Like, for example, New Mexico and Clemson. New Mexico is the 11th seed. Clemson's the sixth, and they're favored. So I think you're going to see these matchups that will be the upsets. But to your point, I do think that you're going to get, for example, let's just say South Carolina. I don't even know where they're at. They have been playing pretty well. I think a team such as them, and not saying them, but a team like that could actually make a small run just because they're hot, they're playing well. And then that ends up being kind of the Cinderella compared to the McNeese State, which I know a lot of people have favored and love. I think you're going to see a team like a South Carolina type that isn't known to be great at basketball. They make the actual Cinderella run.
It's funny you mentioned New Mexico. They will probably pop up here in the West region, but we'll get there. But let's start with this. Let's get right into it. We are just going to throw out a bunch of bets at you. I don't know how much we'll sit and debate these bets, but I'm sure we'll have adverse reactions to each other as we give out plays, especially when we get into Sweet 16, Final Four territory. Let's start with the South region. Of course, I've got to start with this region because this is your region. You're a Duke guy. So I got to throw out my first best bet for the South region is the Duke team total over 71 and a half, minus 125 on DraftKings playing Oakland. Your thoughts, if any?
The Duke team can score. They're not great defensively at all. And I think that 72 plus points is, I wouldn't say a slam dunk, but I think I really like that play. But I'm not sure how much I love the totals. And one, I didn't know we could play totals. I only played spreads. So screw you for not telling me. But no, I think the spreads are more of my thing, except for live betting. Live betting, I love spreads. So I will say is I think 72 is great. The only thing is the under on the first half is so like the numbers, the stats back it up so much. That scares me because I don't love Duke, especially early on. But what I would say is a Duke at halftime, I think you can take their team total and it soars way over.
I like that. Yeah, live is kind of the way to go, it feels like, in a lot of in most just situations gambling anyways, like especially NBA. Pre-flop NBA is just not even really worth it.
No.
You want to be looking live for sure. So we'll see about March Madness is probably the same kind of thing. So who do you got your number one here, or your first best bet for the South region?
Yep. So I have a team in Texas A&M who I really do like. I think they are playing very good, and I think they've been playing very well as of late. They're going against Nebraska, who everybody loves, that little lefty. I think they're going to be the darling, but give me the 1.5, and I think it's actually moving. I'm not sure, but I think it moved up to 2.5 in favor of Texas A&M to the point of like you can get 2.5 points for A&M. But as of last night, when I did all my research, I haven't looked, but I did see something this morning. It said something about Texas A&M 2.5. So 1.5, 2.5 money line. I think Texas A&M wins this game.
That works out great because I checked this last night as well because mine is Nebraska minus one. Minus 108 on DraftKings. Like 1, 2, 2.5, those are all key numbers in college basketball. So you're like, well, why wouldn't you just take Nebraska money line? Well, Nebraska money line is like minus 115. Why would I take a more expensive number when I can get the same thing with minus one? At worst, I get the push. Okay, fine. If it's a 1 point game. Nebraska, the same reason I think they're playing well late. This is a really good game, though. Maybe
It
not
is.
visually. But this is going to come down to the final 30 seconds kind of thing. Your second spread bet,
I'm
since
gonna
you weren't
go.
allowed totals.
Yeah, who knew that we were doing totals? I'm gonna go back to your game, and it's gonna be the Duke minus 11.5. I haven't, like I said, I haven't looked at it, and all, like you said, that we did a lot of this work last night. There's not much that I did today, prior to recording this. So they could have moved. But 11.5, it was at 12.5, fell down to 11.5. And the reason I like that is because, once you get the double digits, a team, especially in March Madness, they're going to foul. You're going to get those extra three, four extra free throws. I don't think the Vermont team is going to hit a late three to do a backdoor cover. So you're talking about a 12-point win. I think Duke wins by 18 just because I think they're the much bigger and their guard play is going to be pretty good in this game. So I give them a minus 11 and a half for Duke.
I like that one. It does seem like recently any double digit, you just automatically take the dog, it feels like, because of that free throw situation, like you're saying. Teams just aren't going to give up. Like, this is their last game of the season. It doesn't matter if they're down 18, they're going to foul. So, and vice versa, I like it with Duke because if it's a 10-point game, Vermont's going to foul. So it could push you over that final margin. So I like that. Now, Sweet 16. You're not going to like this one either. Here's the long shot. If this team gets hot, which is the way you beat Houston from the perimeter, Nebraska plus 500 on
Woo-hoo-hoo.
DraftKings to make the Sweet 16.
Sheesh.
No analysis needed. Is it going to happen? No. That's why it's plus 500. But if you just want something fun, like they could absolutely lose to Texas A&M round one. That is admitted. It's essentially the even teams. But the way to beat Houston, we know a one seed typically loses in the second round every year. The one way you beat them is you stretch them out and bury it from three. Nebraska has four or five guys that could do that. So let's roll the dice a little bit. Plus 500. Do you have a longer odds one than that?
I do not on that one.
Yeah.
My Final Four pick is, but we'll get to my Sweet 16. I actually have two. And the reason I have two is I thought I would be transparent. And
Yeah.
so when this first one opened, it was minus 105 on DraftKings. I actually have this from CBS guy, Mike McClure. He sent this out. I've subscribed to his stuff. It's very cheap, $5. He's very good. He'll win you a lot of money, I promise. But this is from him. He put 5 units on it. I have never seen him put 5 units on it. And when I say 5 units, he plays $1,000 units. That's
Yeah.
him. And he plays, a 0.1, which is a $100 bet sometimes on some plays. Anyway, 5 units. Never seen him do that. He said, "I've never done it," but he felt so good. And that is Kentucky at minus 105. It opened there on DraftKings. Everywhere else is minus 145. I think that's the reason is the EV part of it, the value play. But also, I think Kentucky can win 2 games in this tournament. But my one that I wanted to do myself. Because I thought it was fair, is Marquette Sweet 16. It's minus 128 on FanDuel. It's a great number. You're not paying for a lot of juice there. And I think they can easily win 2 games. You're talking about my two plays. They should both meet in the as a Sweet 16 for one of them to go to Elite Eight. I have that. I think both those teams are very good guard play. I think they can both get there.
So, compared to Mike, are you within 4,500 of those bets or 4,900?
So I actually put 5 units on it as well.
Okay.
Whatever my unit might be, we'll keep that between
It's a
myself.
mystery. Yeah.
I know you know what it is, but I'll keep it between myself. But yeah, my wife could listen to this randomly, and so I'll keep that to me. Yeah, but yeah,
Let
I
me
put 5 units on it. Just listen. If he loves it, I love it.
just to set the scene so you know, maybe you can guess Daniel's unit. He is currently well, that sounded weird. About Daniel's units, bet units. He is currently sitting at a cabana beachside in Malibu being brought drinks from a server. So I don't know if that helps you with maybe what his bet unit total, not his actually. Okay, let's just move on. Final four. This is the opposite of my Sweet 16 because in real, like we already have this bet pre-flop. We've had it for a month, but this is a real bet, right? This is one I actually would say this is going to happen, and it's Houston making the final four. It's plus 140 now on DraftKings. Full transparency. Me and Daniel took this a month ago when it was plus 210, I think.
210.
250, 210. Yeah. So we eroded the closing line value here, but I think it's still a play for them for Houston because I just don't really know until the Elite Eight a team besides some injury disaster. A team that's going to really give Houston a lot of problems. Like Houston would just have to have a mix of injury issues, which they've had, which I think they'll be healthy by the tournament, or they'll get healthy as they go through the tournament, right? We see that a lot. And they have a disaster offensive performance. Like, I just don't see that from this older senior laden group. So I think they're at least making the Elite Eight, and they just got to win one game out of the pool of Florida, Marquette, Kentucky, NC State, Texas Tech. Like, I don't know. I just feel like they'll be favored in all of those. So I'll take the plus 140 and happy that I've got the 210. So who's your final four?
So I am going to and just to be clear, looking at the actual South region winner, the best odds that I see is on, I think it's across the board, but it's Houston plus 140 is what I see. So there is there is some meat on the bone still. I wouldn't necessarily play that. I think you can get that maybe potentially better, but I don't know how much better. I think you're at risk if you want to, try not to take that. But I wanted to do something different because every guy or every team that I have, you can play, let's just say $10. And if one of my four Final Four teams hit, you obviously you'll make like I think maybe a quarter of a unit, not much at all. So you'll make $10. You put a $10 bet on all four teams, you'll make $10 if just the lowest odds wins. And so I did that. That way it gives me one in four chance to make a little bit of money, because I don't think any of these teams are great, but I don't love the odds on the other stuff. So I do think this team has a chance to really be good, and that's Marquette. And I know I played them Sweet 16, but it's plus 550 on FanDuel, and I think they really do have a good chance. They will have to get through potentially Kentucky and Houston, but obviously one of them teams could falter. I think if you take out really Houston and Kentucky, I don't think Duke is that great this year. I think this is an easier route. The problem is I don't see Houston or Kentucky really losing early. And so that's why it's plus 550.
Yeah, I mean, you could get lucky if you like the NC State, like you continue their run. I mean, Texas Tech maybe could knock off Kentucky, but yeah, I think this, I mean, it's nice odds for Marquette, who has been a top eight team all season, but everybody's kind of down of them because of the Tyler Kolek injury, right? And depends on how, if they can make it out of the first weekend, like they are definitely like as a sleeper, quote unquote, as a two seed could be. This is probably the most sleeper-ish of them. So I think it's great value for Marquette. I like that. Now to the West, I'll let you start first on yours. What do you have going on out there?
I think we're
You know, I
gonna
mean, you know
have
you're already
a
out there. You have grapes being brought to you right now.
thank you,
So.
ma'am. So we're obviously gonna have some issues with the West. We've already had issues last night, when we were recording on a not recording, but doing a friendly draft for the NCAA tournament. But I have St. Mary's minus 4.5. I know it's minus 5.5 now. I saw it, I got it at minus 4.5 the opening day, so I'm going to give that line. I still like them at minus 5.5. I think this team is good enough defensively, and they can score the ball. I expect them to be a very good team, even though you do love Grand Canyon. I think Grand Canyon is just a darling that's gonna lose. I'm sorry.
Yeah, they probably are. But it's going to be a fun head-to-head. So I stayed away from Grand Canyon, as tempting as it
Yes.
was. New Mexico is back, as mentioned earlier. I have them the minus 1.5, minus 125 on DraftKings. Most places I've seen have moved that to 2.5. But last night, late around midnight, you could still catch the minus 1.5. So if they still have it, I'm okay with paying the extra 15 cents on the vig for the whole point. So that's my play on that one. I just not a Clemson guy. Sorry. And I know New Mexico can be up and down, but it should be a pretty entertaining game of kind of like not necessarily duds, but it's just like two kind of boring teams. I mean, New Mexico is more entertaining than Clemson, but Clemson is just like classic boring. And it's just rare to have an 11, not rare, but 11 seed being favored with six. I mean, come on. That should give you kind of an indication of where this is going. Your second play for the West.
That's going to be College of Charleston
Oh.
at plus 10 and a half. It has now moved. I'm looking at now, the best you can get is plus 9, 9 and a half. So 1 point difference. But I like College of Charleston. I would even say you could even just dabble into the money line if you want to, at plus 400. I really
Oh.
think that Charleston pulls the upset. I think Alabama and Nate Oates are frauds. They have not been playing well. I really do think this is one of the upsets that some people are talking about, but I don't think it's the super darling that everybody thinks just because of Alabama is Alabama. I'm going to go with College Charleston. Put it on the money line, but plus 10 and a half, plus 9 and a half, whatever you can get.
I like it. Mine is going to lay a little bit of lumber here. Baylor minus 13 and a half, minus 110 on Caesars against Colgate. Like Colgate, they've been there for like 4 or 5 past years or whatever, however long it's been. They've been there every year for like the past 5 years. And beside that one decent showing against Wisconsin, they've just been run out of the gym pretty much every time. So everybody loves it because, the white boys doing it for us. The five out offense, chuck threes kind of thing. It just doesn't, when you get to the premier athletes of someone in the Big 12, Baylor, I know, doesn't play great defense. So that could be the kind of thing where it's like, okay, Baylor's up 16 with 2 minutes left, and now we're doing this foul thing, and Colgate kind of gets under the number. That would be my only hesitation late. But I think Baylor could open this up to a 20-25 point margin, to where you get a little cushion here. So is your, oh, go
I
ahead.
want to ask the question because I'm kind of torn. So
Yeah.
on a number like that, such as just like Duke, 11 and a half, whatever, as the
Yeah.
heavy favorite, as a known, I don't want to say blue blood, as a known NBA, NCAA team, like people know them, they know that they're good. On that number, why would you play it before the game as compared to live? Why would you or why wouldn't you? Because I'm torn is sometimes I feel like it moves so fast that I can't get it
Yeah.
because of the speed of the game. But also I think it kind of hangs and it won't actually fall as much as you think it could during the live. So any thoughts on why you would play that number before the game and maybe not live or vice versa?
Yeah, I think it's because I don't think I'm going to get anything better
Okay.
live. I think it's always going to be kind of in that territory, maybe getting 11, maybe 12, but I just think Baylor's going to not necessarily run out on them early. But I think it's going to be a pretty strong, evident margin early where, it's just all algorithm
Yeah.
for that stuff. And the algorithm with that over time, it's just projecting out from the remaining time left. So I'm just might as well just play it pre-flop at a better number because even if it gets up to 1450, I might not see that number again, maybe. So I'm just going to not, I don't want to sit there watching it live. Trying to catch a better number,
Right.
right? When I think it's going to be in that general area within a point or two the entire game,
Yeah,
if that
I
makes
agree.
sense.
I agree. I think with these known teams, I do think it holds firm for the most part.
Yeah.
And honestly, the only way it's going to move that much is if the other team gets up by 10 or 15. At that point, I'd say you can play it, but you're kind of chasing a tiny bit. You kind of want to see the mojo come back. My way of doing it is mainly at halftime. Is the only time I really do live bets, unless like the number is just like somehow just moves so much early in the game, the first 5 minutes, because one team comes out 10-0, I'll hit
Yeah.
it then. But it's if not then I'll hit it only at halftime because I feel like the time left in the game really helps you on getting a good number, and you're not going to get screwed by some live play happening that you might be delayed on because you're not live in attendance.
Yeah, I'm not sitting there box score watching
No.
Colgate Baylor. It's just not going to happen. all right. Your Sweet 16 pick.
Yep, this is gonna go with my first play, and is a St. Mary's plus 180 over on DraftKings. I think that they have a chance to win two games, and I think all they have to do is really, you're talking about beating Grand Canyon, which I feel like they can, and then either Charleston or Alabama, and I've already called Alabama frauds, and so I think I think St. Mary's can get there for sure with two games. I think they're well coached enough, and they played well, even though the West Coast Conference sucks. I think they're good enough.
It's so funny that we have just without talking about it, identify the same region where we are so opposite on,
Yes.
because mine is Alabama plus 110 DraftKings. This little stretch of four teams, we are just like, it's World War III out here
Yes.
between us on this. So, yeah, not only do I think Grand Canyon can beat St. Mary's, I think Alabama can knock off Charleston. I think just the pace too much over time is going to get to Charleston. Both are live dogs, though. Both these four or fives could go down, absolutely. And then Bama St. Mary's is just a really interesting, that's my anticipated matchup, right?
Yeah.
It's just a really interesting contrast of styles.
Hmm.
So it's just like whose style wins out. And
Right.
in the past, St. Mary's has had trouble with teams that play this style. So at plus 110, that's what, for a weird four teams, that's the, I was kind of the one that I felt relatively safer about than the other ones, because I think the other ones could be wild. The other little bands of four teams there. Your final four, though, who you got? Mine's out there.
Woo.
So I don't know what you picked up.
I have Baylor as a team that really could be sneaky good. And the reason I got them is for the simple fact that they're plus 700 on FanDuel. And I think UNC, I don't think that they are very well coached. I think that their Hubert Davis is not good at all. I think they got lucky that one year that showed last year when they had the pretty much same team and they literally missed the tournament. I just think
Yep.
they're playing over their heads right now. And I think that Baylor can play well enough to take out Arizona, and I love Arizona in this bracket. But I really do think that a sleeper team, if you had to give me one, I have to take Baylor. And so plus 700, I couldn't pass up one.
So do you have Baylor beating Arizona, or do you have Arizona losing out like a game earlier, like to say a Nevada or Dayton?
So in my bracket, I have Arizona going to the Final Four in almost
Okay.
every bracket. I love them, but the value
Yeah.
play, they have less of a value. I think it's plus 200 for Arizona to go to the Final Four than UNC. UNC is like plus 240. And so I'm telling you, nobody believes in UNC. I don't believe in them, but I couldn't play a plus 200 go to the Final Four. That's way too many games. I would rather honestly bet them probably, money line every game and probably make the same amount of money realistically. It's a little safer that way, probably. So, but yeah, no, I think Zona's good, but I think Baylor has a chance to beat them for sure.
This is great because I'm all on the crap on UNC train. My final four team, Michigan State, 22-1, DraftKings. This is the path, baby. This is the way. Are they likely to lose to Mississippi State first round? 100%. But if they get by Mississippi State, they just match up so well with North Carolina. Like it's not a typical 1-9 matchup. So it's kind of like that North Carolina. You remember when they knocked off Baylor a couple of years ago to make that run? Like that wasn't a typical 1-9. This feels the same kind of thing for me. And then after they get by Michigan State, I'm looking down the barrel of one of Alabama or St. Mary's. Certainly think they can beat that. And if there's something weird that happens at the bottom of this bracket, if it is Baylor, Nevada for some reason, hell, even New Mexico, you never know. I just 22-1 for Tom Izzo, even though the team is not great. I'm rolling the dice. That's my whole tournament right here. If I
Worth the
can get this
sprinkle.
one, I'm set. The 12, the 11 other bets, I can write as losses. That's fine.
Exactly.
The Midwest here, I'll start first, and this one you're gonna hate because there's a theme. Kansas team total, we talked about this before, over 80 and a half, minus 110 on Caesars. Look, Samford plays that quote unquote buckyball. It's press, it's run and jump, it's up and down. Their whole philosophy is to score within 15 seconds of the shot clock, or at least not score, but shoot a shot. And Kansas, I think, is just being devalued a little bit because of speculation about the injuries to McCullough, Dickinson. Could this entire region could fall apart with me if those injuries are actually true? But I'm going to roll the dice because I think there is a lot of value on Kansas throughout this bracket region. The Kansas team total over 80 and a half points. What do you got for Midwest? Do you even like this region, first off?
I think it's good. I think it has potential to have the most upsets overall. I think there's so many frauds in this entire thing, and it starts
Kansas
off with
being
their
one
number one. Yeah, Purdue is the biggest fraud. I know people love Zach Edey. Listen, you take him out, and the rest of their team is just blah. Like literally, if you can somehow coach up against him, and it happens every single year, like that's what's going to happen is these teams are going to take control. But that's what I see overall, and I just think they're frauds. But yeah, my first play is going to be Utah State plus 4. I think now it is down to plus 3.5. I think that's the same value pretty much. You're just not catching that that half point. But I think Utah State is a much better team than TCU. I think they've been playing much better than TCU. I really even think that you could take them on money line if you really wanted to at plus 140 if you wanted some of that juice. But realistically, I'll take the actual points because it keeps me for a backdoor. I think that I think Utah State is a much better team, but I want the points just to be safe. Then sorry, but Utah State there.
Great. Here we go again. Because I got last night TCU minus 2.5. But if you can get 4, I like Utah State except 4. That's too many points. So if you can still somehow find a 2.5 or a 2 on TCU, I'd recommend that. But if you can find Utah State at 4, take the points with 4. I mean, there is a high likelihood this game ends 2 to 3 points, whichever way. So I'm kind of the opposite. I just think TCU is, I just don't like Utah State at all, even though they were the best team in the regular season conference. They're both super weird teams. So this is kind of like a closing line, you know, 1, 2, and 3 being such key numbers in college basketball. If you can catch a 4, I'll take it with how close these teams are. If you can catch a 2 with TCU for some reason, like this just might be a not watch it, but see if the line, whatever's live, is someone's plus 6, someone plus 7. That might be just like an automatic fire because I just doubt anybody, either team's winning this game by more than 3 points. But so that was my second play. What's the other one that you have?
My other one is Creighton minus 12.5. It's still there. You can still get it on FanDuel. I think Creighton's a much better team. I also just think Akron is just not good. They literally backed their way into this tournament. They
No.
didn't mean to win.
No.
And I believe it was the bad play by the other guard. I think in
He
the championship
fouled.
game. Yeah, they fouled after they hit I guess the bucket to put them up. They fouled. It was a tie game fouled, or I don't know what it was, tie game or down one. Anyway, he fouled when he shouldn't have. And that actually hit two free throws to win. So Akron, not good. I think Creighton's a much better team. It's not the first game of the day, which scares me usually, but it is like the third game, which is the 12:30 Central Time. So it is right in lunchtime. That doesn't worry me as much as the first game. First games always bother me because I don't want to be coming out, 11 o'clock. That's an early open. But Creighton, I think they're fine. 12:30 start. I'm good on them over Akron.
Yeah, that's the reason like I'm nervous about my Michigan State, Mississippi State, Michigan State Final Four. They're the very first game Thursday. So that's a load of crap. Hopefully it's the SEC guys, you know, maybe a little party and more. Than those guys in the Big Ten, more rested, older group. I don't know. I'm just trying to
It is
justify it.
Charlotte, which makes it 12:15 local time, which helps.
Okay, maybe I'll be a little better for their bodies. But Sweet 16, Kansas once again plus 125. Look, they got to get by Samford, and then, which I think you just kind of have to read the injury stuff if you believe it or not. I mean, McCullough and Dickinson were playing the week or two before the Big 12 tournament. So they can obviously play. I don't think they had a regression. I think self looked at the season. Okay, we're a 5 seed. This injuries have thrown off our seeding the Big 12. Are we realistic to win 3 or 4 days in a row? No. We're worried more about the tournament with our older players and Dickinson and McCullough. Let's just rest them. And let's be ready to go for the actual tournament that matters more for us. Like it matters more for Dickinson and McCullough to have good NCAA tournament runs because we all know NBA teams start promising and fall in love with guys based on runs. So I'm reading through all of that. Could it be completely wrong and they're both more injured and they're just not letting us go? Absolutely. That's why it's gambling. But for the quality of the team that Kansas is, top seven, top eight all season, preseason number one in the country, +125, +125 from this four spot to just get by Gonzaga is not very good. And McNeese might actually beat Gonzaga. I'll take the plus money for a team that I think usually should be a minus favorite to win two games in the NCAA tournament.
Speaking of that McNeese team, that's my Sweet 16. +710. You can get it over on FanDuel. I think that Buckyball might show up in that first game, riddled with
Oh.
injuries for
Oh.
Kansas. You have a good chance of Samford taking down and really scaring Kansas. But also, I think Gonzaga has not played well. They have not looked good all year. They're getting taken out in the West Coast Conference. Like, I promise you, this team and McNeese, coached by Will Wade, will be ready. Will be dialed in to, being, and playing a really good basketball. And I think a team that, like St. Mary's, very well coached, very good disciplined team. I think McNeese is very much that same team. And St. Mary's just took out Gonzaga. Gonzaga, I think, can easily lose here. And so I do like it. The only thing that does worry me is it is in Salt Lake City, which is closer for Gonzaga. That it's not all the way out east. I would have loved it even more if it had been out east. But I do think that it doesn't throw them off completely. I don't even know where McNeese is. Like, where is McNeese?
Louisiana, baby.
Okay, well then there you go. That doesn't help me, but
We
it's all
played them in college.
right. Well, there you go. But yeah, I like McNeese for sure. +710, couldn't pass it up.
Yeah, I like it. Especially because Gonzaga, you just. But my final four pick is, it's a theme. I told you, it's Kansas 13-1. I just can't ignore the value for a team that everybody is pessimistic on. So 13-1 for me. They just got to get by Purdue, and Purdue might lose to TCU or Utah State. You just never know. But I like the matchup for Kansas against Purdue. I like their matchup against anybody else because Creighton could lose to someone like Tennessee. They could lose to South Carolina. And I just think Kansas matchup with a South Carolina or a Tennessee fits more of their billing. So I think it's, I don't love Kansas as a team, but the thing I'm not going to do anymore is ignore the path. That's what I did last year with UConn. It's what I did the previous year with Kansas. The path is the biggest thing. Like, UConn really didn't beat anybody that entire tournament. And so I think if they run up against some good teams, which we might talk about here in the Eastern region, maybe they actually lose this time. But path, like, I'm looking at a path of Samford, maybe McNeese. I think it's a good matchup with Purdue. That's probably a close game. I like the matchup with Tennessee. It's just a path play for me, really. So 13-1 for Kansas. And I can't wait to tear up all my tickets because Buckyball, the dumbest description for run and jump defense, full court press, sends me home packing. But
I hope it does. All right, I'm gonna go to the other side. You just kind of crapped on them completely. But Creighton at +480. And just like you were talking about, I think their path is wide open. I think Tennessee is fine. They're not as good defensively as they were in previous years. Dalton Connect is their real only offense. And so I think you can somehow outcoach that. And I don't know if you know what's their coach's name out in Tennessee? Sounds
Rhymes with
like a
Fail
sound,
Barnes
yeah,
or
I was
something
about
like
to say. We're gonna take him out and put him in the stable, in that barn himself. But Rick Barnes, not good coach, especially in these big tournaments. And so potentially having to play, Texas or even Virginia, Colorado State. I think their path is going to be very tough. I think Creighton has the chance to stay away from Purdue, which could take a lot out of you, and especially you're talking about playing Purdue like Kansas would have to the first day, and then the second day would you have one day of prep for the next team. I want to stay away from that. And so if they for some reason do have to play Purdue in the second game to get to the Final Four or Kansas, I like it. That's fine. I just think that it might take a lot out of you. I think you know how to go against a guy like a team like Purdue. It's just, it's really just if can you actually, just complete your mission and take out Zach Edey. But that it's a value play for me once again. But Creighton, I'm gonna go with them.
Yeah, I like it. Let's get to the final region, the East region, which is probably the most interesting and probably my I would say that you would think the East would be my most chalk region, but I've got some real wild cards here. So who do you have for a play here?
Yep. So I have Drake minus 1.5. I haven't looked at it. I'm okay grabbing the minus 1.5 instead of the actual money line. If you want to grab the money line, I don't even know what it's at. I didn't even look at it really. But I just think the numbers you're talking about two. I think right now, actually, I'm looking at it live. It's minus 115 live for a money line. You can get minus one on Caesars at minus 110. But I think everywhere else, you can get it fairly low at minus 1.5. So I think it's a pick'em game. If this is a game you want to play live and maybe grab a plus 1.5 because somebody hits a three, I think those are easily doable to maybe save you on the back door. But I think Drake's the better team. They've been playing well. I don't trust Washington State either.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Washington State is like they like I like Drake in that game too, but Washington State has the ceiling to beat Iowa State. Like they beat Arizona twice this year. So does that say something about Arizona, or does that say something about the quality of Arizona and Washington State? Like, is this a lower valued team? That's what we're going to find out, right? But Drake Washington State is must watch. Like this is one of the games that I will be finding whatever channel. I will be finding where USA Net is, or I think it's True TV is really the worst one,
It's the
but
last game on the 21st, which is Thursday. Last game of the game of the day.
give me that 9:30 start time, baby. I'm in it. Mine, here we go. Duquesne. Plus 10, minus 110, Caesars. Look, I get it. It's BYU, the white boys that soak, that can't play on Sundays. Like this team only shoots threes. They don't really do anything else. They run good offense, but Duquesne, one of the best teams in the nation at defending the three, they go 11 or 12 players deep. They don't have anyone great, but they all play the same. So that consistency on court, off court thing, like I think that's where BYU gets teams is when teams sub in, they have one or two good subs and they kind of, they got Saunders or something for BYU. I think it's his last name, comes in and he's kind of like a scoring punch off the bench, going against weaker lineups. Well, if you're going against the same guys as the first guys, and they're all defensive dogs, not really going to get that. So it's just BYU so Jekyll and Hyde with threes. The problem with Duquesne is can they score? That might be a problem. But I think Duquesne defensively is good enough. I mean, they knocked off Dayton, who is the number one 3-point shooting team, I think, in volume and percentage at like 40 plus percent from three. They held on to 57 points. So now you're telling me BYU, who is a little bit worse shooting 3-point team. I just like the 10 points. I'm sorry. So Duquesne plus 10, minus 110 Caesars. I've seen some early lines this morning. When I looked, it was at a 9.5. So it's moving a little bit, not very much, but I'll take the plus 10.
Yep. Well, I'm gonna raise you one, and I'm gonna go Yale plus 13,
Yes.
taking down a favorite of Auburn. A lot of people love them. I think that they just went all out, and I think they played over their heads. They had a very tough SEC tournament. There was one guy crying, talking to his mom about, "Mama, we did it. We did it." Yeah, you did it. And you just left it all out there. How can you come down from that to play a team, a sleepy team like Yale, a team that honestly does the things that they need to do to win games? They can score, but they can also defend. They can play in the 60s or they can play in the 80s, whatever you need them to play. I think this Yale team is very underrated, but plus 13, I couldn't pass it. I think that was one of my first plays of the entire tournament when I saw it come out. I played Yale plus 13.
I love Yale. I'm all in it. That whole Ivy League, like there was like three teams. I think it was like Cornell, Princeton, and Yale. Like all of them are good. And Brown is the one that should have won. So I'm not saying the Ivy League is like a strong conference, but I mean, if you're Auburn, come on, man. Like you're like, oh crap. We got to deal with the mental and rich elites. Yeah, I love that one. My other one is just a sympathy play for a team that I said in the brackets one that for me was if they were healthy and they weren't devastated by injuries, they would have been a sleeper Elite Eight team for me. And that's Northwestern plus 125 money line over FAU, not even taking the points. Give me the money line. I think Northwestern wins outright. I think the best number is on Bettis, ESPN or ESPN Bet, whatever they call that now. This is just a sympathy play. If they had Ty Berry and they're big and Andrew Nicholson, this is an Elite Eight team to me. I like Boo Booey that much, and they still have enough. I like saying the name, and I like the player. A guy that's going to be on the Miami Heat next year as an undrafted free agent to keep the ball rolling for them. They still have enough left over in their guards to win at least one game. They can't really challenge UConn, but they have enough to beat FAU. So Northwestern plus 125.
I like it.
You're 16. We got two more plays and we're done here.
Yep, Sweet 16. I actually have two Sweet 16s. One is a fun one. The other one that is not as much fun is a simple math play. Illinois Sweet 16 minus 120 on DraftKings. I think that they have a very real path to be able to get to the Sweet 16. They're playing very well. They're going against a team in Morehead State first. That is not good. People think that they're good. They're a darling. They're not that good. And then you're talking about taking down a BYU or even Duquesne, who I like Duquesne as well. I like that play. I think it's plus 7.5 is where you can get that play for sure. So I think Illinois minus 120, Sweet 16. But my favorite is Yale plus 1500. Win two games for me. All you have to do is if you beat Auburn, you take down San Diego State or UAB, and UAB is trash. It's talking about taking down a San Diego State team. I think plus 1500. I couldn't pass. I couldn't.
We're thinking along the same lines because my Sweet 16, UAB 25-1. Look, UAB does suck, but they have the athletes. Like they could 100% beat San Diego State. And then if all Auburn has to do is lose to Yale and we end there. UAB has the athletes to stick with these teams. Do they have the discipline? That's probably a no, but like you, I'm just not high on San Diego State and Auburn. So why not roll with one of those guys? So I like both of them. I think one of them's going to cash on that one. But your final four, what's your final four?
Another value play. I like UConn. Everybody likes UConn. I think they're a very good team. But I think the team that I have to go with and plus 800 is Illinois. The money, the numbers there, for what you can get back, UConn. I really do think that plus 120 or whatever that stupid number might be for them to reach the Final Four is crazy. That's winning. Is it four games, right? Yeah, four
Yeah.
games to be able to get there does not make sense to me. I just think that I have to go with Illinois. You're talking about an Iowa State team who is fine, but their ceiling is so low because they have to defend well and they can't score. So if you can get hot, you can play well against them. I think Illinois is the better team. And so I'm going to go ahead and ride Illinois all the way to the Final Four plus 800.
We are in agreement. I also had
Nice.
Illinois as a Final Four. And that's putting a lot of trust in Brad Underwood, who always underperforms. And this Illinois team isn't great defensively, but I do think there is an outside shot that we could get Drake Washington State to knock off Iowa State. And that's all you really need for one of these teams, just to get, you just need the shot, right? You need the path to get into the Elite Eight. I think Iowa State is the most susceptible two seed to lose early before they match up. And even if they match up, I mean, the firepower, like you're saying, of Illinois, Iowa State doesn't really have that offensively. And then UConn, look, Northwestern's not going to beat UConn. If FAU advances, FAU could 100% knock off UConn. So that would be, that's really the only path I see to Illinois getting to the Final Four is if UConn falls earlier to somebody, right? If they match up in the Elite Eight, I don't know if Illinois can actually knock them off. So it's really a play at plus 800 that UConn loses early. And so we'll take the value on that one. That'll wrap us up, unless you've got another like wild card bet or a general. I didn't make any NC, like I didn't make any champ picks or
No.
anything. Like,
Who
so,
on your brackets, who are you
yes.
overwhelmingly picking to win? Do you have one team that you're like always going to, or are you switching it up?
I have it switched up in probably my main one that I would consider my main, like 1A. I do have Houston in that one. But I have variations of Illinois, Houston, Arizona, Kansas. I have Purdue winning one. I have a championship game on one, like UConn versus Purdue in one. The overall theme for me, though, is I don't have UConn repeating.
See,
I do have one bracket where UConn wins the championship.
I am laying more heavily on UConn, and I know that's kind of what people are thinking on your side of things is the casual is probably saying, UConn, right? But then like the smarter people are saying, you know what, you're not going to repeat because that's very tough to do. But my thing, I just cannot get away from their guard play, but also, Donovan Clingan, who is a very good big and he's serviceable. He doesn't really get in a ton of foul trouble. That's what I look at is, the bigs and foul trouble, and can you exploit that? I just think they're so well coached, and I do love Houston. I do love, UConn. I have them majority of the time going to meet, which is probably going to be sad, but I've learned I'd rather be sad than trying to figure out how to differentiate between my brackets of, all right, so I had Purdue in this one, and then Creighton in this one, but then UConn and Illinois. Like, which team do I really want to win? So I just started, you know what? Screw it. I'll just go down in flames if one of my teams loses.
It's like fantasy football. It's like, okay, they're playing my team, but I need them to have 100 yards.
Exactly.
I think Houston's probably the best team in the country, but it's not a team I would normally pick just because of their offensive limitations. But I'm going to need them to win money. So it's like, so it's a dilemma. That's the only way I can describe it. But Daniel, man, thanks for joining me for our best bets here. Hopefully, it wasn't too long, so it didn't take away too much of your day here.
Nah, we're good.
But that basically wraps up all the March Madness quote unquote coverage that we're doing here over at Free Basketball. Now the rest is left up in the hands of the basketball gods and if they want to deliver us cash. But I'm going to put all these plays on the Twitter feed. If you follow, you follow. If you don't, you don't, whatever. But I'm going to put them on there. So even if you weren't jotting down with us, you'll be able to visually see that. So, Daniel, I always ask if you got to plug anything. Do you need anything to plug or shout out or what's going on in your world?
Yep. So if you're listening to this, I guess you're putting it out Wednesday at some point. So I am now officially going on Driving the Line. You can go check it out. It's on YouTube, but it's with Jonathan Coachman, formerly of WWE, ESPN, CBS, but also Alan Bell of CBS Sports. I'll be on there every Wednesday, and so giving my picks. So I'm probably going to use one of these, if not two of these picks, and then my other one, 100%, will be Jalen Duren. Double double. How, some way, I will find a way to make Jalen Duren my double double play. He's hit it so many times, except for last night. But Jalen Dern is amazing. So I'm going to give out my plays every Wednesday. So tune into Driving the Line for sure.
Thanks for being here. We'll see you guys next week. Hopefully Cody will be coming back. But everybody enjoy March Madness, and let's make some money together.